This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. imposing sanctions against Saudi officials it says were involved in journalist Jamal Khashoggi's killing. AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The 17 Saudis already face travel bans, and the Treasury Department's now freezing any assets they may have in the U.S. and banning Americans from doing business with them. Among those facing sanctions are one of the Saudi crown prince's chief aides. Saudi Arabia's top prosecutor says he will seek the death penalty for five men charged in the killing. But with the kingdom under intense global scrutiny, the announcement appeared aimed at distancing the alleged killers from Saudi leadership, including the crown prince, whom Khashoggi had criticized. Saudi Arabia's top diplomat says the crown prince had absolutely nothing to do with the killing. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Death toll from devastating wildfires in the northern and southern regions of the U.S. state of California has risen now to at least 66 as authorities search for hundreds of people who remain missing in the aftermath of the blazes. California Governor Jerry Brown visited the devastated areas and said lessons have been learned.
We're going to have to manage our forests better. We're going to have to build our cities more smartly. We're going to have to build shelters so that people can escape when these terrible fires get out of hand. And yes, we're going to have to deal with climate change, all of that.
These wildfires are the deadliest in the state's history. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis is cutting hundreds of American troops from Africa for potential conflicts with Russia and China. U.S. military's approach to West Africa will decrease emphasis on the tactical-level advice and assistance, U.S. relying on regional-level advising, assisting, and sharing of intelligence. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May's woes have deepened after her draft Brexit plan was condemned by rival factions. That story now from AP's Charles Deledesma.
May is battling to save her Brexit deal and her job as ministers quit her government and a growing list of lawmakers demand her ouster over the divorce agreement struck between Britain and the EU. The hard-won deal has, in particular, infuriated pro-Brexit members of her divided party. They say it calls for close trade ties between Britain and the bloc, and that would leave Britain bound to EU rules it has no say in making. Charles Deledesma, London.
Secretary of State of the U.S. state of Florida has ordered a manual recount in the state's hotly contested Senate race. Unofficial returns from a machine recount had triggered a second recount in the Senate race and the state agriculture commissioner's race as well. Susan Booker is the supervisor of elections in Florida's Palm Beach area.
What happens is that they separate ballots by a verified vote for one candidate, verified vote for another. Another stack is an under, another stack is an over, and then the questionable ones go to the canvassing board.
Democratic Party incumbent Senator Bill Nelson trails his Republican Party challenger, who is the Florida governor, Rick Scott, by a 0.15%. Of more than 8 million ballots cast following electronic recount, the total of the hand recount is due by noon on Sunday. The number of U.S. troops at the border with Mexico has reached its upper limit. More than 5,800 active duty and 2,100 National Guard troops are currently deployed to help border agents make sure no immigrants try to cross the border illegally. The troops were sent to the border at the request of the Department of Homeland Security, as thousands of migrants making their way from Central America to the United States. American country singer Roy Clark has died of complications from pneumonia. He died at his home in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He was 85. AP Music correspondent Margie Zaraleta has more.
Yesterday, when I was young,
it seems like Roy Clark could play anything. Guitar, banjo, fiddle, mandolin, harmonica, piano, drums, trumpet, trombone. His hits include Yesterday When I Was Young, Come Live With Me, and Somewhere Between Love and Tomorrow. Clark hosted the country comedy show Hee Haw for its entire 24-year run. He was one of the first acts to have a theater in Branson, Missouri. In a 1994 AP interview, Clark said he wanted people in the audience to think, I could do that.
He's not so technical and so rehearsed. I mean, he makes a mistake, but he laughs and he has a good time.
I'm Archie Zaraleta.
Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.